Good morning. The date is May 12, 2017. The time is 05:17 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Friday morning out here on the back stoned step porch with my Death Wish coffee, first cup. Oh, God, that's good stuff. It's a shame. Well, you can see why it's $18, $19 U.S. a bag. It's good coffee. But it's about 44, 45 degrees Fahrenheit here. We've got some cloud coverage. The sun's not up yet. The sun's going to rise here in about, I think it's 5:47 when I checked before coming out here. You can see the early dawn light coming over there on the south. As I look over my left shoulder there to the east, and about another 25 minutes, I guess, 20-25 minutes, the sun will rise, and pretty comfortable sitting out here. I'm on my Voice Recorder Pro on my iPad Mini because this is a recording for that program, formerly known as Audioboo, and this is going to probably be my workflow as far as using my iPad Mini because I put up a 2-minute audio yesterday on the program formerly known as Audioboo after updating to the current app for that particular platform, because I think I had version 3 for the longest time, and it worked and it was good. And when I did use it, and I did use the app to record and upload audio up until now, I can't use the current app because it's crap as far as its recording aspect of the app only. Let me make that clear. It's just recording through the app is crap. And I think if it had that problem with Android as well, I think the current Android update isn't too bad, but it still sounds a little deep and stuff like that. So I think going the Voice Recorder Pro on my iPad Mini, and I use another recording device on my that I used yesterday on yesterday's Boo on my LG Android phone, and then upload it via I dumped the audio over there on Google Plus and then upload it through the web page. And I did not a full test run, but just the mechanics to see if the files would get up there on my iPad Mini at the suggestion of our good friend at Bernie Goldbach, or at Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold on all fine social networks. And it's nothing I haven't done before, just getting reacquainted with it, because I am back on in the diving back in, as Bernie would say, doing the audio here on this program, formerly known as Audioboo, which is what I continue to call it. And it makes me, and it's not a bad platform. It's a good platform. It's, I think any platform is a good platform for what you use it for. And if anything, I would have to thank the folks over there at that program, formerly known as Audioboo, as far as making me look at different alternatives of loading up audio, because it has benefited me on using the various pieces of hardware, software from Microsoft to Android to iOS to the iPad Mini to my LG phone to my PC to my Surface 3 now. My Surface 3 is a good gateway to upload audio as well, as far as being still mobile and whatnot. I did see something that our good friend Bernie put up there on Instagram on the train with his, I think he has a Surface Pro 3. Where I just have the regular Surface 3, and I thought that was pretty neat. So utilizing what we have at hand and using it to its max capability is pretty good, because along with that, we have a wealth of audio programs now, not just this program formerly known as Audioboo. We have Anchor One, the original version one, and then the Anchor 2, I'm not too hip on that. It's okay. I listened to it. I just, before starting this audio, I checked it out on the hamster wheel or whatever they call it, where I had to block a few other people that are being forced upon me. I will not bow to listening to that content I don't want to know. So the people are Anchor. They're doing some stuff over there that, again, listening to our good friend Bernie Golbach yesterday, they're forcing it, just like in the back in the days of early former program known as Audio Boo did as far as the change when Mark Rock left. But I think this workflow will work good because I just got to keep a time or a look on the view on the time here on this Voice Recorder Pro, which I like. I haven't used it in a while, so if anything, the recording aspect of the program formerly known as Audio Boo being crap forced me to reuse or rediscover an application I haven't really been using that much, and I think it's a pretty good application itself. So just the mechanics of manually uploading, which I'm able to do. And I'm able also to cross-platform update or cross-platform upload to like Bumpers. That's another platform that's out there for audio that's I think is looking, starting to look fairly decent and stuff like that. I'm liking the layout of that platform. And then Anchor 1 version 1, the original, you only got 2 minutes over there, so I'm utilizing the full 10 minutes. I think that's what's drawing me back to this particular audio app, is that I have a 10-minute free account. And Bumpers, I don't know. I guess the sky's the limit there as far as how long you can record. But it's a double-edged sword. If you record like 30 minutes, you got to wait for it to render for 30 minutes. And, you know, you're taking a crapshoot whether it uploads or not. So you try and keep it respectable. I think within 5 to 10 minutes is a respectable amount of time to get your thoughts across. And I'm just looking at the clock now. I'm at 7:30. Wow. And I am really enjoying this Death Wish coffee. We've got half a bag left, so I'm going to be sorry to see it go. Biting at the bit about getting another bag, because I've noticed the last couple days when I do drink it before going to work, it seems like I don't want another cup of coffee. I'm happier. I don't know. Is that sort of like early signs of an addiction to a product that I really like? But it is a good smooth coffee. You might want to check it out. Just Google Death Wish Coffee. They're up there in Round Lake, New York, which is probably about a 4.5-5-hour drive northeast of me, where I'm at, up what, Route 81, I think it is. Or is it 88? 88 goes up to Albany, Schenectady way. It's just above Albany and Schenectady there. So it's a good coffee. Give it a plug, because the boys from Death Wish Coffee were up there in Albany a couple nights ago watching the Poison concert in the Pepsi Arena, and they were scoping it, and I it's in my Twitter line there as far as that particular scope. So I want to thank those guys here, and I'm just hitting 9 minutes, so I'm back on doing the audio, and I'm not as disjointed as yesterday, because I do have a good workflow as far as manually updating my audio on my iPad mini. So I'm happy with that, and I'm happy with all things audio. So you all have a good one. Enjoy the day this Friday. I have to go into the day job, and I'm going to just enjoy the rest of my Death Wish coffee as I listen to the birds and squawking out here in the backyard. You all take care. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.